Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on June 1st, 1978. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
I am reading from the Bible, St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, on chapter 5, in reference to how Christians should live. Now quote St. Paul, "For you have been called to liberty, brethren, only do not use this liberty as an occasion for sensuality, but for charity serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed, or you will be consumed by one another." This is a good lesson for our modern times, that if you continue to bite and devour one another, take heed, or you will be consumed by one another. And this is also referring to the coming ball of redemption and the Third World War, the war to end all wars. And I'll continue with St. Paul as he says, "But I say, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, so that you do not what you would. So that you do not do what you would." In other words, you have to choose between the Spirit or the lusts of the flesh. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law that makes you fall into the ways of the world and the lusts of the body. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are the works of the flesh, which constantly is in line with Satan in the fight against the goodness of God. All right, they are. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are immorality, uncleanness, licentiousness, idolatry, witchcraft, enmities, contentions, jealousies, anger, quarrels, factions, parties, envies, murders, drunkenness, carousings, and such like. And concerning these, I warn you, as I have warned you before, that they who do such things will not attain the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is this: charity, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, modesty, continency. Against such things there is no law, for God has ordained them. And they who belong to Christ have and must crucify their flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk. Let us not become desirous of vainglory, provoking one another or envying one another. These are words directly from the Holy Bible, as written down by St. Paul in his letters to the Galatians, chapter 5.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
The sky is becoming very lighted all about the trees. The light is a hazy blue light. I can't explain it. It's very hazy. I wouldn't say it's a brilliant light. It has overtones of purple, like a sadness to the light, like a sad blue. And over on our right side of the sky, I can see Our Lady. However, she's sitting upon a very large boulder, a rock. Our Lady is leaning forward. She looks very, terribly upset. Now, she has on her head a very strange-looking crown with points on in it. It's circular on her head, but it fans out. It's a most unusual-looking headpiece. Our Lady is looking up now, and she's motioning with her hand high into the sky. And I see words now taking form in the sky. Oh, L-A, La Salette, S-A-L-L-E-T-T-E. La Salette, La Salette, oh. Now, Our Lady is standing up. She's dressed in a very different gown. It's very full about her. She doesn't have her hair covered. It's the first time I have ever seen a lady with her hair flowing. She looks just about like a little girl. Oh, she looks very beautiful. Now it's becoming very dark, and a lady is pointing up to the sky, and I can see a countryside. And it's a very barren, desolate-looking place, and I do believe it's France. I know it's France from the countryside, and instinctively I know it's France. Our Lady now is motioning with her hand like this and placing her first finger to her lips. Repeat, my child, after me. As I gave you warning in the past, so I come to you now as your mother and give you a just counsel that unless you listen and act upon all of my counsels of the past, what happened at La Salette shall be minute in scope in comparison to what faces the world now as a just chastisement from the Eternal Father. Your country, America the Beautiful, shall know hunger. Your country, America the Beautiful, shall know revolution. The just shall be crucified. Evil shall run rampant, my children. This curse upon mankind is allowed for the redemption of those few who shall be saved. My children, I have warned you through countless visitations upon earth to mend your ways that offend the Eternal Father very much. Women of your nation and all of the nations of the world, the Eternal Father shall send a grievous boil upon you. For you have become unchaste, for you have become immodest, and you have cast aside your role as a woman, as a mother, and as a bearer of children for the Eternal Father in heaven. Woman of the world, you have chosen to become murderers, killing your young. You defy the Eternal Father in your quest for luxury and pleasure. You have cast aside your role as women and have aligned yourselves with homosexuality and lesbianism, and as such you corrupt the young. Woe to a generation that has made sin a way of life. Now the sky is becoming very dark. Oh, it is a heavy, heavy darkness. I feel that this darkness now is settling throughout the whole world. Now, over on the left side, I hadn't seen Our Lady cross the sky, but Our Lady is coming through this terrible panel of darkness. Oh, she's dressed much differently now. I can recognize her in her beautiful white gown. She has a deep blue sash about her waist. Our Lady's mantle covers a white mantle completely about her head down to her forehead, and it flows freely down to her feet. Our Lady has very, very delicate-looking sandals upon her feet with a rosette, a small rose, in the center of her instep. It's the shoes are more sandal-like. They're made of gold straps. One strap, thong-like, through her toes, and held with a band of gold about her ankle. The rosette is perched onto the center of Our Lady's instep on each foot. It's gold. The rosette looks like it's made of spun pure gold. Very beautiful. Very beautiful. Our Lady now is placing both her hands together in prayer. Her rosary, the beautiful large rosary, with the golden Our Fathers and the white Hail Marys, are now hanging from her hands. Our Lady has a very soft sadness to her face this evening. Now Our Lady is placing her first finger to her lips. My child and my children, I have asked you to read your book of love and life, your Bible, for a reason. The scroll is now unfolding for mankind. What was hidden in the past is now being revealed to you. All who are seeking the truth and the light must now read the revelations of St. John the Apocalypse. My children, my heart is torn because too few are listening. So very few are listening to my counsel. I cannot say that this is caused by the lack of dedication for those who have accepted the role as disciples of my son, but I must say that the greatest opposition is coming from our clergy, who should know better. But my children, as I said in the past, I repeat again that Satan and his agents, the band of 666, has entered into the highest places of the hierarchy, and therefore he has captured some of our formerly noble hierarchy to do his bidding. My children, and I ask my pastors to listen to me as your mother, as I tell you that you must take yourselves from all secret societies. They do not openly plot against my son's church, but they do this in secret. The Masons, my children, the hierarchy must remove themselves from this abominable organization. You cannot deny that many in the Masons are practicing witchcraft and sorcery. Oh, my children, Satan is roaming now like a ravenous wolf throughout your world. Even many martyrs now are falling into hell, or are destined on the road to the abyss. My children, you will pray for your bishops and your cardinals Do not become confused by all of the written editions being put out by the enemies of your God. They are doing this, my children, to confuse you. Do not tamper with my messages, my children. Do not change them in words, neither add to them nor delete my message. There is a reason that it must be given in its entirety. Parents, please, I beg of you as your mother to bar your doors to all but your immediate family and workers in the light. Satan has many faces, my children. He will come to you even as an angel of light. If you pray, if you stay in the spirit of light, my children, he will not delude you. I ask you again to pray for your Holy Father in Rome. He is very ill. He needs many prayers, for he is being crucified by his own. He is truly the little one in the message of Jacinta. My children, do not seek the material pleasures of the world or the wealth of the world, for you cannot be of the world and of the Spirit. Our world, the Eternal Father in the Trinity with my Son, our world is not of the earth. It is a world far beyond the earth. But it is the world that is eternal to all mankind. My children, there is no word such as death as you know it. Mankind will never die. He must live on into eternity in the plan of the Eternal Father. Only your body must be returned to the dust temporarily until the final judgment. However, the living part of you, the most important living part, your soul, your spirit, will live forever. When you pass over the veil, my children, you will be judged immediately. And do not fall into the errors of your modernists, who say that there is no hell or purgatory, and even deny the existence of heaven. For I assure you, my children, that each and every one of you shall eventually learn the truth that there is a heaven, a hell, and a purgatory. Accept all of your trials upon earth, my children, knowing that they can be used well for your presentation of your soul when you come over the veil before the Eternal Father for judgment. Gather your graces while you are upon earth. Store them in heaven. It is the only treasure that you should seek. Everything else, my children, is passing. Every life, when placed upon earth, has a set time for removal. While you are upon earth, you are there to do honor and glory to your God in heaven. You must know him, love him, and serve him in this world so that you will be happy with him forever in the next. Many prayers of great graces for the believer have been removed from among you. You must bring them back, my children. Faith, hope, and charity must be restored, not only in prayers, but in practice among mankind. My children, A word of caution again. You shall not restore my son's church to its former glory by compromise. Conform and you will die on the vine. Now Our Lady is taking her rosary, a beautiful rosary, and extending the crucifix out and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, the sky is becoming very beautifully lighted. Oh, it's so warm and beautiful, peaceful. There's no way I can explain it. It's an absolute peace of spirit. Our Lady now is turning to her right side, and she's floating across the sky. Now she's looking down and extending her beautiful golden crucifix of her rosary out like this, and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Lady is turning. She's looking all about her. It's very windy because her skirts are blowing. She has on a very full skirt, a very full gown. I believe it's all one piece because it appears that way. Now Lady is turning to her left, and she's floating across the sky. Now, over on the left side, I just noticed Michael. The whiteness, the bright light must have been Michael emerging through the sky, the brilliance. Oh, it's just beautiful. And, of course, he's immense. He's the true guardian of heaven. Oh, my, look at this. Oh, my, his wings are spreading out now. It's the most inspiring. Oh, my goodness. I would say if you weren't with heaven's graces, it could be frightening. They're so big. Oh, my goodness. Our Lady now is cutting across the sky. She's floating. She doesn't walk. She's standing still now. And she's holding her crucifix of her rosary in her right hand. Now, Our Lady has just reached almost to the tip of the first tree by the banner, the paper banner. Our Lady now is looking down and extending her rosary out and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children, for the eternal Father and the Spirit of Light, my Son. Continue now with your prayers of atonement. Of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. All about the trees, the sky is becoming a very deep pink. It's a beautiful, warm, glowing type of pink. I don't know if the color is coming out. It seems to be exuding from the trees, the outline of the trees itself. That's the appearance it gives. Now, directly over Our Lady's statue, the sky is opening up just like there is some kind of a doorway, but it's circular, and it's just parting the sky, and I can see Jesus coming forward. Oh, he has nothing upon his feet, and I notice his feet first because his insteps have these wounds. The wounds are very, very sore-looking. They do look like they're fresh wounds, and he's barefooted. He has no sandals on, Jesus. And he has on a beige type of gown. Jesus' gown is more like a beige color, not a white like Our Lady's, but beige. And about his waist, it's a very full gown, very long and full. And he has a belting about his waist of it looks like a leather-like piece of material, like skin, I guess it is. Some kind of hide or skin. It looks quite rough. And he has this as a belt tied, and the ends are hanging on his right side. And Jesus has a cape now about his shoulders. It's not over his head. It's like a mantle type of cape. And it has a clip made of what appears to be gold, like spun gold rope, two pieces that have been tied onto. So I can see now where it's tied. The material has been placed a hole in it. And the two cords have been drawn through the holes, and that's how he's holding his mantle in place. It's not sewed on. It's made through the holes on either side and then tied. And Jesus has it quite tightly about his neck because they come together. Now, Jesus is placing his hand upon his heart. He's looking about. He has quite a sad look. His eyes are very piercing. Now Jesus is touching his lips with his first finger. My child and my children, as I cast my glance upon mankind and watch the world in turmoil, I repeat over again my counsel to all mankind to listen to the words of my mother and other personages sent from heaven to be with you in these desperate days. I do not have to repeat the warnings from heaven, but I must tell you, my children, that you will act upon these warnings or you shall receive the dire consequences. All who are of well spirit will go through these days with patience. Be long-suffering, my children, accepting all for the honor and glory of your God. There are many now in your world who have become, given themselves over to Satan. Lucifer, Luciel, known to you, Satan is Lucifer and his agents. They gather together throughout the world, wherever there is darkness of spirit, to do great battle with the children of God. My children, I have not been unaffected by the slanderous approaches to my mother, to her children who have gone astray. But know that for every slight to the beauty of my mother, every thorn in her heart shall be given double to the perpetrator of such evil. I have warned you in the past, and in all charity of heart, I counsel you again to pray a constant vigilance of prayer and not spend your time gathering riches and power upon your earth. I assure you, my children, that if you force my hand upon you, all will be rubble. Your riches will become as naught. Better that you gather your riches that cannot be destroyed upon earth, the supernatural graces and riches to store for your entrance over the veil. It will be but a short time now before many of you who hear my voice and reject it or accept it will be passing over the veil. Many shall die in the great flame of the bowl of redemption. Are you ready, my children? I repeat, many shall die in the great flame of the bowl of redemption. Are you ready, my children? My child, you will hasten in your mission. I advise you now to spend less time with worldly associates. You must retire from the world. Bar your doors to all. but your family, your immediate family, and close workers. There is no time, my child, now for idle chatter or sociability. All must be now for the honor and glory of your God and the repatriation of all souls within the powers given from God to all who will give themselves as victims to the merciful heart of the Eternal Father. As disciples of the latter days, my children, much shall be asked of you, but I assure you, all that you give in faith and charity shall be returned to you threefold. I ask you not to judge your brother or sister, but to counsel them. Permissiveness is not accepted in the redemption of souls. It is one thing, my children, to maintain discipline, and another to become lackadaisical and going along like ducks in water, letting everything roll off your backs, neither caring nor searching for the truth. Many of my pastors, the leaders in my house, my church upon earth, have joined the groups of the ducks. And I must say that many are goats now, my children. And I assure you, we are busy now from heaven separating the sheep from the goats. One word of caution, my children, as you go about crying peace and security, the world's leaders are gathering for war. There shall be no peace, no security, without God the Father as the leader for your world, the earth. Reject him, cast him aside, and Satan then becomes your leader, and he has one mission, to destroy each and every soul upon earth, so that he may capture them as prisoners in the eternal kingdom of the damned, Hades, hell, eternal banishment from the light. Satan may come to you with many faces. That is why we caution you often to recognize the faces of evil about you. There is a war now, my children, taking place, a war of the spirits, a war, a supernatural war. And you must now use graces to fight in the supernatural. Many manifestations shall take place upon earth. One already has taken place. The UFOs that you call unknown flying objects, they are creations of Satan and are supernatural. They are to delude you into believing that there is life beyond earth. That is a fallacy and a lie. My children, maintain the faith in your hearts. Keep the firm foundation of faith in the hearts of your children and your families. When I return to earth, shall I find among you even a flicker of faith left, my children? Satan hath set himself now in Rome. He plans to do great battle in the hierarchy. It will be bishop against bishop and cardinal against cardinal. All that is rotten must fall. Do not be concerned in the outcome, my children, for the eventual victory is with heaven. This is all allowed, permitted by the Eternal Father, by reason of separating the sheep from the goats. It will be a test for all mankind. All who accept the errors of modernism and humanism will find it most difficult to maintain the truth and stay on the narrow road. I gave you, in my visit upon earth, the rule and the way. You must follow it or you will fall. Keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your country and all of the countries upon earth. The devastation of the chastisement shall be a scene to many far greater in scope and magnitude than mankind has ever seen in the past, nor ever will in the future. For there will be few left upon earth if I do not come and stop the terrible war and the calamity of the ball of redemption that will soon hit mankind. Man shall not be prepared for this great trial. Only those who act upon and listen to the counsel from heaven shall be ready. And those who are not prepared, sad, my children, but true, that many shall die of fright. I give fair warning to all bishops and cardinals to adjust and mend the rents that they have allowed in my house, my church upon earth. Experimentation in the name of humanism and modernism must stop now. Obedience must mean obedience to God the Father in heaven. Man has a secondary role to his God, and no man shall be called God upon earth.
Now Jesus is moving over to the right side, our left side of the sky. Our Lady now is coming down. She was high up in the sky. I could see the tips of her feet as she was coming down. And Our Lady now is coming over to our left side, and she's standing next to Jesus at his left shoulder, just a little bit below his shoulder. She's standing. Our Lady has a very solemn look. Now she's joining her hands together like this in prayer. Her rosary is dangling from her hands. Our Lady looks almost like a very petite statue from the distance here. Now the wind is blowing, and it's rustling Our Lady's skirts, and Jesus' gown is blowing very fully now. They are floating over to our left side. Now Jesus is bending down, and he's making the sign of the cross with his hand, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now he's turning, he's looking all about, and he's shifting his cape onto his left arm. Now they are going over across the sky on the left side, that's our right side. Now they're just about directly over the statue. Now, Our Lady is waiting, and Jesus is passing now. Now, Our Lady is following him. They're not walking. I can't explain it. They just float across the sky like they're weightless. It's really wonderful to watch. Oh, now Jesus is coming. He's going over by the tall tree. He's past the first tree. Now he's standing just a couple of feet above the second tree, and he's leaning over like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is still standing there with her hands joined in prayer, and Jesus is nodding now. He's placing his hand close to his heart like this. Continue now, my children, with your prayers of atonement.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on June 1st, 1978. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.